concerns are being raised by residents who have children who attend the school. There's a lot of traffic comes there in the morning and the afternoon, and picking the children up again, there's a number of buses. And what we're looking for is a designated bus bay to be painted and put in place, disabled parking bay to be marked out, and two raised cushions each side of the school to slow down traffic approaching the school, to ensure the safety of the children and those who are dropping their children off. They're saying there's no money for that now, and but there's a pathway there from through the TIA and around the safe route to schools. And that's something now we will continue to follow up and keep in contact, hopefully, with the school when that opens up again for funding. But the least amount of money that could be used is to mark out the areas for the bus bay and as a disabled bay while we're awaiting funding for the raised cushions to slow down. I welcome the fact that the road engineer says that there was going to be some signage put up in relation to flashing lights and calling people to slow down, and there'll be a designated speed limit of 30 kilometres an hour. And that's all very welcome, but we'll see when that happens. But I think the raised platforms is going to ensure that people are driving the 30 kilometres when they're going past the school, and that's the normal speed that people should be driving at in those type of areas.